19강 상황의 적절한 말 예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 데이비드가 제인에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane is a student running for student council president. David is one of Jane's friends, and he is serving as her campaign manager. They mostly agree with each other, but when they don't, they try to ease the tension by discussing their ideas. Jane has been writing a campaign speech for some time, and it's nearly completed. She likes what she has written and is quite proud of it. Before finishing it, Jane shows it to David so she can get his opinion. David thinks it's well written, but feels that it's a bit too strong and direct. He's afraid the speech might hurt someone's feelings. David wants to tell Jane that she should change some of the direct and strong language to tone down the speech. In this situation, what would David most likely say to Jane?
(1번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에나가 탐에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
One Sunday, Anna invited Tom and Becky to her house for lunch. They were taking the same biology class, and Anna wanted to get to know them better. Tom and Becky came and everyone had fun together. The next day, Becky is absent from school. Anna is concerned about Becky, so she asks Tom if he knows what happened to her, and he says that she fell sick. Anna would like to visit Becky to cheer her up. Now, Anna wants to tell Tom to join her to go see Becky. In this situation, what would Anna most likely say to Tom?
2번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 레이가 미스터 스미스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ray works for a design company. He's preparing for a meeting that is scheduled for Friday. Then his boss, Mr. Smith, comes to him and says the meeting has been rescheduled for 10 a.m. on Thursday. He also asks Ray to tell Rebecca, his co-worker, about this schedule change. On Thursday morning, all of the employees, except for Rebecca, arrive at the meeting. At that moment, Ray suddenly remembers that he didn't pass on the boss's message to Rebecca. A few minutes into the meeting, Mr. Smith asks aloud why Rebecca hasn't shown up. Ray then thinks he should tell Mr. Smith the truth. In this situation, what would Ray most likely say to Mr. Smith?
3번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 닉이 택시 운전사에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
While Nick is in a meeting, he realizes he's going to be late for an appointment with his friend Lily. After the meeting, he hurries to take a taxi to the restaurant to meet Lily. He tells Lily he'll buy her dinner. After the meal, Nick reaches in his pocket for his wallet to pay the bill. At that moment, he notices he left his wallet in the taxi. Then his cell phone rings. The call is from the taxi driver, and she says she found Nick's number on the business card in his wallet. In this situation, what would Nick most likely say to the taxi driver?
4번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 니콜의 어머니가 니콜에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nicole is busy preparing a surprise party for her mother. Her mother is coming back home today after a week in the hospital. Nicole decorates the house, cooks her mother's favorite food, and sets the table for their meal. She also tells her younger brother to keep the party a secret so they can surprise their mother when she enters the house. However, when their mother arrives home, Nicole's brother runs outside to greet their mother and tells her Nicole prepared a surprise party for her. Hearing this, Nicole gets upset and starts to cry, so her mother wants to comfort her. In this situation, what would Nicole's mother most likely say to Nicole?
(5번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 타일러가 주차 안내원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tyler hears his favorite band is having a concert in town, and he buys a ticket online. On the day of the concert, he drives to the concert hall. When he gets to the parking lot, he drives around to find a parking space, but the lot is completely full. Tyler has never been to this concert hall before, so he doesn't know anywhere else to park. Then, a parking lot attendant comes up to him. Tyler wants to ask him if there is another parking place around the parking lot. In this situation, what would Tyler most likely say to the parking lot attendant?
6번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제시카가 소년에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jessica is a teenager who is deeply interested in science. She really enjoys studying science in her classes at school and would like to get involved in science-related activities outside of school. One day, Jessica reads a boy's blog post about his experience at an international youth science forum, and she feels like joining the event. She contacts the boy by sending an online message. The next day, she receives a reply from him with his number. So Jessica calls the boy and briefly introduces herself. Now she wants to know what she needs to do to join the event. In this situation, what would Jessica most likely say to the boy?